everybody, Adam at Flash Building here with another Flash CS3 and CS4 ActionScript 3 tutorial. And in this lesson, we're going to be covering one of the needs of our forum members here. He wants to know, it's really simple to do, so I'm going to show you guys how to do it. And I already made the file. In this file, I'll explain the file in just a moment in detail. But you can also go and just download it, inspect it yourself, expand upon it, and use it for your dynamic applications where you're using PHP, MySQL, and Flash together. Okay, so the user writes, or David writes, "Hi all, I really want to know how I can get a list of items from MySQL database. For example, I have 10 rows in my database that it shows all of these 10 in my Flash application. Please help." And then I write, "I can show that, sit tight." And then he writes, "Yeah, awesome. Actually, if it could be that there is a button or link on every line saying edit and delete, that would cover my entire issue. Well, I won't show you edit and delete, but I will show you, since I'm going to be using my database at Web Intersect here, I'll show you how I'll query my members out, the first 10 that joined, and then I'll show you how to put a link on the member's name that would associate with that member's ID in the database. That way you can manipulate it through script." So that'll get you as far as you need to get. You know, you might have to do a little work on your own to tweak it to make it your very own application, but I'll show you the logic. Okie dokie. So what we have is this. So I made this little application, and it brings it into a text area component. And you can see when I click Adam, you see? Takes me to my profile. In your application, you would just make that link go to an edit page, and then that ID for that row in the database would get edited through script. Okay, let's go back, and you can see, let's click DOM. See? Each one is different, and it scrolls, so no matter how many you have, you get a nice scroll bar there. Let's click John. He has ID of 6. So you can see I bring in the name, the ID, and the date they joined. Now I'm going to show you the PHP script that is the loop feed that sends it into Flash. And then we'll look at the Flash side of things. Okay, so, and I've got this at the Web Intersect server online, so we know it's working. I just proved it. And let's go to... Here we go. Let's check this out. Let's minimize this a little. Here's the script. It's called myloopfeed.php. Okay? Now what we do is, first we claim a condition. We set a condition to see. Here's where you can do all your security right here. And I just added a really simple one, just to show you where you'd run security. So you say if right there, and the if closes itself down at the very bottom. So if this doesn't meet your condition, none of this code will execute. Okay, now inside, if these conditions meet and everything's good, everything's secure, then you, well, from Flash, I'm sending the variable of requester, and its value is Adam. That's why I have that set. You'll see when I show you in Flash in a second, you'll see what I'm talking about there. Now the first thing we do, if all the conditions are good, we connect to the database. Now I use an include file to connect to my database, which makes things a little easier. But if you did not, you just put your connection data right here. And if you don't know how to connect to a MySQL database, that's a whole different lesson that you should have taken before this one. So this is where you put your MySQL connection data. If you use an include file like I do, just pop it in right there. Then we start the body variable. We initialize it. Then we run the MySQL query on our My Members database, and I can show you all the names of my database because it's been on video like 30 times now, so I'm not worried about it, and everything's backed up at my site. Normally you wouldn't show anybody your queries and give them insight into what your field names and database stuff is. You know what I mean. But I'm not worried about it. SQL statement is MySQL query select ID, selecting first name, or selecting sign up date from the My Members table, where email equals or email activated is 1. I want to make sure it's an activated member before I display them. And if you didn't need this where clause in there, you just take it out. And if you didn't want to order things specifically, you just take order by ID ascending out. Now for the forum member, David's request, he doesn't really need a limit of 10 because he was asking to bring all 10 out and he only has 10. So he really wouldn't even need this limit 10. But let's say you had 100 items in there and you only wanted 10. Then you use limit 10 within the query as well. So this is just limiting to 10. This is ordering them by ascending by ID. If you wanted it to go the other way, backwards, you go descending, and that would show the newest to oldest. But I'm showing oldest to newest. And then email, this is the where clause. If you needed any clauses in there, it's really not necessary. But you can build your own query however you need your query to be. Then you run a while loop on the query. And inside of the while loop, that's when all the result sets come out, pouring out into your body variable. So right here, we gather the ID into a local PHP variable here. The row first name, same thing, local variable here. The row sign update, same thing, local variable there. And I just took the sign update and made it to where it's a more human readable format using string to time and string f time together. They're PHP functions that you can research at php.net. And I used them combined together there, which I think they show an example on that page at php.net of how to take your time and format it correctly for human reading. And then we pack it all into the body variable here. And you see we're using the dot in front of the equal sign, so that means it's going to compound each one in the loop, each 10 that's coming out of the database, it's going to compound it into this body variable. So it's almost like this body variable is a big container and all of these result sets are getting thrown into it. So then we can format it using HTML, because in Flash our text component is sitting there and it's set to render as HTML in the script. So we can use any kind of HTML tags we want, most of them anyway. And here's how I make the link. I just say profile.php and use a variable of the ID on the URL. So it's got URL encoded variables that it will recognize in Flash too. When they click it, it'll go to that member's page. And then target self. You can target blank if you want it to be a pop-up. And then there's the first name variable fed into the line. There's the ID variable fed into the line. And there's the sign update fed into the line. And then I put two break tags just so they're not all jumbled up on top of each other. So after the while loop, we just echo the variable or a naming instance name or an instance of return body. And that's going to be a variable that Flash is going to pick up. And it's holding the entire body variable that we created here, that big container. So Flash is looking for something called return body. So in the Flash script, we script that out. And then we just close the MySQL database connection, and then we exit this PHP script, since everything is back in Flash at this line right here. Okay, now let's take a look at the Flash end of things, and we're done. Okay, so here we are in Flash CS3. You could be working in Flash CS4 just the same. And first thing to note is that you can run this code. It doesn't have to be in the scene one, first frame, first thing right away in your movie. It could be nested way, way down deep inside of movie clips where it happens only if the person happens to click on a certain button on your site or something like that. You can make it to where this code would execute any time you want. So if I move this whole thing over to frame 50, this code won't execute until it gets to frame 50, and then it'll load it into the text field. So you see what I mean? Let's take a look at the code. Let's just talk about that really quick. So in my example, I just have it on the main scene, layer 1, text area component that I took from the components library here, text area. I dragged it out to stage, and then I gave it a variable, an instance name, sorry, of output underscore txt. Now, with it having that instance name, now we can connect to this text area through the code. And this is just a label I put up here for showing what the application is. And that's all that's on stage. And now let's look at the script. Okay, so everything that requests that data and builds the variable container holders and everything is inside of a function. This function is called requestData. Function requestData opens right here and it closes right here on line 24. Sorry, on line 30. This function is also inside, so let's move that in a little bit. There we go. There. So there's a function inside of this other function. RequestData function has another function inside of it called CompleteHandler. So I moved everything up a little bit so that way it stays visually separated. And the RequestData function closes on line 30. So on line 31, there's simply you call the function to run. And this can be called anywhere. As long as your function is set up and available, you can run it anywhere. And this is how you execute this entire function. So I just put the function up and I made it execute directly after. Okay, so now inside of the function, we claim a new instance of URL variables. That way we can send variables to the script. And then we create a new URL request instance right here named var send. So the variable's name is variables instance, the URL variables instance is named variables, and the URL request instance is named var send. And that's where you put your path and your file that's going to be picking up all this data from MySQL and PHP. Then we have a URL request method, and that's going to be placed onto the var send URL request. And the method is post. You can use get and any method you need. And then we also put the data of the variables, the URL variables, into the var send. That way it sends the variables to that script. Now on line 10, we say we create a new URL loader instance. We name it var loader. And that's what's going to bring all that data in from the PHP file. So in the var loader, we assign a property of data format is equal to URL data format dot variables. That way you could send a whole big giant list of variables if you needed, but in our case here we're just sending in one variable that is a big container that holds many things. Okay, so here we also add another property to the var loader instance of add event listener. Oh, I'm sorry, it's not a property. Here we add an event listener for the complete event when this data is loaded in. So when all of the data is loaded in from the PHP and MySQL file, complete handler function runs right here. Function complete handler. And that was that little function inside of the main function that I was talking about. So function complete handler runs, and you can do an if and else statement here like I've done to say if the target data return body, remember in the PHP script, return body right here, return body equals body, all of that data. So in the flash file you can say if return body equals nothing, if it's empty, just put in the output text no data coming through. Else we have a value in our return body, so we output in the text, which is set to HTML rendering equals event.target.data return body. Just put all that data right into the text field. This could be a dynamic text field, or it could be the component like I'm using here. I like the component because it gives you an auto scroller if you have a lot of data. And you also want to condense the white space within that field set to true, okay? And that's pretty much it. So down here at the bottom, in before all of these functions can even run, line 28 is really where it shoots it out. The request, Flash shoots out the request to load and send all this data back and forth right here in line 28. So the var loader gets the property or the method of load, and then you add var send variables and all that stuff to it. That's how that works. That's the best I can explain it. I'm sorry if it's not clear enough. And right before we did that, you can send multiple variables to that PHP file. See variables.requester equals Adam. I could put another one in there that's variables.poopoo equals smelly. And then in my PHP script, I can access it just like I'm accessing requester equals Adam. I could put poopoo if poopoo equals smelly. You know, whatever you want to do. But this is not the easiest thing to wrap your head around, and you have to have some programming knowledge before you want to tackle something like this, at least a little bit. But I think that's really the best explanation verbally that you'll get from anybody. Maybe somebody else can do it better on paper. But yeah, that's really how it all works. And I'm going to have this file free available so you can inspect it, maybe up at the site by tomorrow sometime or something. Okay, we'll see you next lesson.